It was on day two of my century off when a familiar voice chose to call. It was my old friend, Iris Wildtime. She was having a Christmas bash and said I was the first on her list. A stupid woman, will I ever be rid
of... Doctor, get on with it.
All right, Mike, I'm getting there. Iris demanded that I, the Doctor, a Time Lord of Gallifrey, should visit her and kiss her under the mistletoe. It was a request I should never have granted.
Merry Christmas, Doctor.
Merry Christmas, Iris. We'll be on our way then.
Oh, no, you don't, old boy. Come here and give me a smooch. Don't run.
Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Master.
Quick, K9. Gotta get out of here. Thank Lord Rassilon.
You have one new message, Master.
Do I? Since when do I start receiving messages? Your aunt... Oh, never mind. Play it, K9.
Rain.
Doctor, it's Cora here.
Who?
The Time Lords need your help, Doctor.
Oh, I thought I recognised that headdress.
The High Council of Time Lords have mislaid an ancient Time Lord device called the Pogo Stick of Rassilon. It is being auctioned in the Palace of Profit on the planet Deimos. Pogo Stick of Rassilon draws time-travelling power from the Eye of Harmony on Gallifrey. It's important you retrieve the device and return it to Gallifrey immediately. Thank you, Doctor, and goodbye.
Message ends, Master.
Right. Let's go.
Doctor.
Oh, you're awake finally. Glad you could join us, eh, K9?
Affirmative.
Where are we going?
Oh, just a little mission. You know, the usual.
I'm Mike, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This looks like the place.
You mean you don't know if it is?
Oh look, trees.
Ooh.
Doctor!
Ah, hello there. I'm the Doctor, and this is my friend Mike.
Oh, don't you try that, Doctor. You won't get out of this one. I'll never forgive you for putting me in this wheelchair.
Did I? Well, you are getting on a bit, my dear.
What do you want?
We're looking for the Palace of Profit.
You go down that road, and at the end of that road, you'll find a tree. A big tree. A big tree with owls in it. A big tree with owls with the hunger for human blood. And the Palace of Profit is just behind that.
Ah, well... I'm not human, so that shouldn't matter.
Doctor?
Yes?
I'm human.
And? We're here, Mike. Mike? Mike? Mike, what have I told you about playing with animals, especially with owls?
Owl.
Oh, do stop fussing. See, here, the Palace of Profit.
Doctor, that's a little mud hut.
Exactly. I mean, yes, you're right. Well, appearances can be deceiving.
It's a bit small to be an auction, isn't it?
I said this is the entrance. Uh-oh.
That was fun. I want to do that again. It's massive.
Yes, the Palace of Profit was built in the late 22nd century here on Deimos in hopes of creating revenue and thus making the inhabitants richer. But the only thing they manage nowadays is the occasional auction like this or the weekly bingo. Excellent on a Saturday night.
But how?
It says it on this plaque here.
What are we doing here?
Sorry, I forgot. Silent auction. We're here to retrieve the Pogo Stick of Rassilon.
The auction is starting.
Sorry.
A pound!
Mike!
Shh.
Oh, hang on. The bloke who's bought the pogo stick of Rassilon is on the move. Let's follow him. Come on, Mike.
servant has retrieved what I have been longing for.
He has done well.
Yes, very well. Most excellent, isn't he?
Varna, shall I take the ship down?
Yes, take the ship down, Zilla.
I obey.
Oi, Cloakman!
Hand over the device.
No chance, Time Lord.
Hey, no one punches his doctor except me.
Just covering for you, Doctor.
No, he's getting away with that pogo thingy.
Goodbye, Doctor. I'll finish you off some other day.
Cheat. Short-range teleport indeed.
Damn, he got away, I so could have.
Thank you, my friend. But who are you?
It's me, old friend.
Sorry, no idea. But judging by your name badge, you must be Gonji Baggles. Work at the Palace of Profit, do you?
I work as the toilet cleaner.
Well, Gonji, my friend, glad you could have been of assistance. What's this on the floor? A calling card. Neglos must have dropped it. Neglos, assassin for hire. Previous clients include Zilla and Varnax. Davros.
What did you just say? Varnax?
That's what it says here, yeah. Who's Varnax?
Varnax was responsible for the devastation of this planet, Doctor. He destroyed my world, the people I love. He destroyed everything and everyone. The bloody maniac is still going on destroying more worlds than that ship of his. The Quatermass. That big ship that just gave Neglos his escape with the device.
He does go on a bit, doesn't he, Doctor?
Don't you care? Don't you care that a wonderful planet of life and technology has been degenerated to a measly piece of mud? How would you like it if it happened to your world? The planet you love so? The planet you grew up on? Would you want your species killed?
If I did love the planet I grew up on, I would still be there and not travelling that prat of a Time Lord over there. Well, I do care. I do care that your world has been destroyed and I'm willing to help you in your revenge against Zilla and Varnax.
Oh. Well, good. Thank you.
Right now, I suggest we try and find the Quatermass.
Are you still travelling in that antiquated piece of junk of yours?
Antiquated? I'll show you antiquated. Get your arse in here, laddie.
Ah, my dear Neglos, you have done well.
Thank you, Master.
Zilla, tend to his wounds.
Yes, Varnax.
Now, with the power of the pogo stick of Rassilon, I can now travel through time. You hear me, Zilla? Time!
Yes, Varnax.
K9, now that I've plugged you in, lock on the remains of that escaping ship's residual energy.
Affirmative. Working. Locked.
Fantastic. Now...
Doctor, what are you doing?
I've hardwired K9 into the navigational circuits. Now this puppy has their scent. Wherever that ship goes, we go.
Oh, right.
Ready, K9?
Affirmative.
Right then, here we go. Bumpy ride, K9.
Apologies, Master.
Incoming signal from a teleport. Let's hope it's not that Neglos chap. I don't feel like getting killed today, thank you. Word.
He's a woman, I mean, is a woman.
Yes, Mike. I had noticed. It's... Why, it's you.
Uncle.
Me? No, sorry, not anymore.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Hello?
If that's your Lord President, then I'm not interested. We're a bit busy right now.
Doctor?
Oh, well, go on then.
Centuries ago, Varnax offered the Time Lords godlike powers. Godlike powers which he claimed through two crystals.
Crystals? What is this? Treasure hunt?
Varnax scattered the crystals through all time and space before his destruction sentence was carried out.
And now he wants those crystals back, I wager. Seems a typical way about these things.
You must find the two crystals and return them to Gallifrey immediately. Without those crystals, all time and space will cease to exist.
Sure thing, Lord President. Now, K9?
Impact in 10 seconds, Master.
Impact? Oh dear. The planet Kurnos, my dear friends. The inhabitants, the Kurn, are the most primitive people known to the Time Lords. Their only piece of technology is that of their singing god, bubbles.
What's that?
Plaque. They put these things everywhere.
The Kern?
Yes, the Kern.
The what?
The Kern by Rassilon's Rod. Don't you understand anything?
No.
So, Doctor, whereabouts will we find this white crystal thingy?
Oh, it could be anywhere, but I imagine that given that they're primitives, they've probably stored it in their whole worshipy temple type thing, which will probably be that way.
And when will we meet the Kern, by the way, Doctor?
Stop where you are! You will all come with us.
Useless. Damn ropes are too tight. Oh well, at least we're inside and not catching our death outside. I'm so glad they put that hot pot of lava. Oh dear. But at least we get to admire their great totem godlike thing.
It's a small stuffed monkey, Doctor.
Isn't that a bit silly?
Wait a minute. Isn't that a cigarette in its mouth?
Doctor, do you realise that their singing god is a small smoking monkey called Bubbles?
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
You speak disrespectfully of our god, you will die,
bugger.
You will be put in the pot of despair.
Oh, dearie. Plan D, can I speak to your leader? We haven't met anyone in authority yet, have we? I'm in my citizen of the universe rights, you know. High priest or high priestess, hello.
I am the high priest, Doctor.
Whoa.
Yes, hello there. I'm the Doctor and these are... Mike, stop drooling you. I'm a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey, and I'm here to... blah, blah, blah. What's your native custom again? That's it. I challenge you to the test of the Reality Cup.
What's the Reality Cup?
Well, according to this plaque, Kern tradition, Reality Cup, the goal of any true Kern warrior, challenge the High Priestess if you dare.
What if you win?
You set a three.
And if I win?
And if you win, we die.